This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine is getting a lot of support from the G7, the world's economic powers, meeting in Germany now. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
What's really struck me in the last couple of days has been the amazing consistency of our resolve, the continuing unity of the G7.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma on what President Biden is about to reveal.
President Joe Biden is set to announce the US is to send an advanced surface-to-air missile system to Ukraine, as well as additional artillery support, according to a person familiar with the matter, in the latest assistance meant to help the country defend against Russia's four-month invasion. The US is purchasing NASAMS, a Norwegian-developed anti-aircraft system, to provide medium to long-range defense. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Leaders are also set to announce they want to put a price cap on Russian oil, raise taxes on Russian goods. Ukraine's President Zelensky joined the leaders by video link, but his address was not being shown to the public. How do most Americans feel about the Supreme Court's controversial decision overturning Roe v. Wade? The AP's Shelley Adler.
Public opinion on abortion is nuanced, but polling shows broad support for Roe and abortion rights. 70% of U.S. adults said in a May AP NORC poll that the Supreme Court should leave Roe as it is, not overturn it. Only 8% in the May poll said abortion should be illegal in all cases, but many Americans support some restrictions.
Pride parades kicked off in New York City and around the country yesterday. Some marchers and spectators held signs condemning the Supreme Court's abortion ruling. The Colorado Avalanche have won the Stanley Cup, skating past the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in last night's game. This is AP News. Now to the BET Awards and the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The BET Awards were held last night in Los Angeles, and a lot of attention was given to last week's Supreme Court ruling on abortion. I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? At times, the BET Awards ceremony seemed more like a protest rally against the High Court's ruling last week to take away most abortion rights. Janelle Monáe used both a profane word and a profane gesture toward the court for its ruling after she presented the award for Best Female R&B Pop Singer. The winner, Jasmine Sullivan, also criticized the decision. She called on men to join women in the fight to restore abortion rights, noting that men are often the ones who benefit from a woman's decision to end a pregnancy. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The price of gas keeps falling. It's $4.89 a gallon this morning on average. That from the AAA. A week ago, gas was $4.98, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.